If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Ferrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday. Ferrell doling out minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200. Well, a big win for the Fighting Irish as Riley Leonard passed for a tutty and Jaden Harrison returned to kick up 98 yards to start the second half and Notre Dame's D held on 23-10. It was easy over number two Georgia in the Sugar Bowl last night and it sent the third-ranked Fighting Irish to the semifinals of the college football playoff where they'll play in the Orange Bowl against Penn State. The win came 24 hours after they were supposed to play the Sugar Bowl after the deadly terror attack in the host city on Bourbon Street early Wednesday, overnight on New Year's Eve. The day the game was supposed to be played, it didn't happen, and then they postponed it 24 hours later. It's the first time they've done that in 91 years. So Marcus Freeman said, "We spent some time together, and I think that's what you do in tough moments." Talking about how the Irish handled the downtime on Wednesday, he said, "You want to spend time with family, and that's what we are, a family." Notre Dame came through with big plays, avoided any major mistakes, and sealed it with a clever move by Freeman. Freeman said, "Our coaches called the game aggressively. Our players executed, put everything on the line. I'm proud of them, proud of the way they handled the events of the last 24 hours. Georgia, meanwhile, went 11-3. They were the number two in the college football playoff. They were in position to close within one score when Notre Dame stopped the Bulldogs on 4th-and-5 from the Irish 9 with 9.5 minutes to go, and it was lights out. Notre Dame, moments later, had a 4th-and-short deep in their own territory when Freeman sent the punt team out before running all 11 players off the field, sending the offense back out, and then Georgia raced to match up with them, but jumped off sides, giving the Irish a first down that sapped the clock even more with 7 minutes to go. Kirby Smart said they were going to hard count us. We prepare for that. We do it every week. Yet we still jumped offside. By the time they got the ball back, there was 1:49 left. Notre Dame was on the way to a 12 straight win and a date with the Nittany Lions ranked 5th in the semifinal in Miami next Thursday. Freeman said, "That's the aggressiveness in terms of our preparation that I want our program to have. That's got to be one of our edges, that we are going to be an aggressive group and not fear making mistakes." Of course, Georgia played without Carson Beck with his elbow problem. Gunnar Stockton went 20 of 32 for 234 on a tutty. He didn't play that bad at all, but he didn't get it done at the same time. The Bulldogs outgained Notre Dame 296 to 244. It didn't matter. Georgia was stopped on all three of its fourth down attempts and lost two fumbles, one deep in Notre Dame territory and one inside its own 20. The one deep in their own territory before the half led to a Riley Leonard pass for a touchdown, and that was huge. They went up 13-3 at the half. Leonard finished with only 90 yards passing, 80 yards rushing, though. That was a team high, including a late first down run in which he was sent head over heels as he tried to leap over a defender. Leonard said, "We're in the playoffs. Everybody else can put their body on the line. I'm going to do it right there with them," his team, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. The game was tied 3-3 before Notre Dame scored 17 points in a span of less than a minute. It was unbelievable. They just pounced on Georgia, and that was all she wrote for the Bulldogs. Georgia closed the gap to 20-10 when Stockton hit Cash Jones, a backup running back, with a 32-yard score before Jeter's third field goal of the game gave the Irish their winning margin, 23-10. And Look, Notre Dame got it done. Think about it. They lost to Northern Illinois, and then they've won every single game since. They've been badass, and they gave Freeman a new deal. He's not going anywhere from South Bend. Did you see the other bowl game last night, the Gator Bowl in Duval County in Jacksonville? Ole Miss put a beating on Duke and covered the big, fat 18-piece. 52-20 Rebels get it done. Dart threw for 404 yards and four touchdowns. Bentley had 14 carries, 70 yards, two touchdowns. Watkins, seven catches, 180 yards, two touchdowns, as the Blue Devils got trounced by Ole Miss. They were ranked 14th in the country at the end of the season. Just looking ahead, tomorrow, Buffalo and Liberty play in the Bahamas Bowl down in the Bahamas at Robinson National Stadium. Buffalo laying 350 and a hook's the number, 11 a.m. on the deuce. And then let's jump to Monday, Monday the 6th, North Dakota State and Montana State, the FCS championship game in Frisco, Texas at Toyota Stadium. Montana State laying 3.5, 57 and a half is the number, 7 o'clock Monday night on ESPN. And how about you got games today? You've got the Responder Bowl, First Responder Bowl in Ford Stadium in Dallas where SMU plays. 4 o'clock on ESPN. It's North Texas and Texas State. Texas State's laying 2 touchdowns, 14 points, 62 and a half the number. At 7:30 tonight, Minnesota and Virginia Tech in Charlotte at the Bank of America Stadium in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the Mayonnaise Bowl. Minnesota laying 9, 42 and a half is the number. So next Thursday, the 9th, Notre Dame and Penn State at Hard Rock, Miami Gardens, Orange Bowl. Notre Dame laying 1.5, 46 and a half is the initial number. And then on Friday night, the 10th at 7:30, on ESPN, it's Ohio State and Texas in Arlington at Jerry's World. So it's the Cotton Bowl, and they're playing it at the home of the Cowboys, not at the original Cotton Bowl. So it's at Jerry's World. Ohio State laying 6, 53 and a half is the number. Those are your national semifinals of the playoff next Thursday and Friday night. Let's look at college rack from last night. Number 22, Illinois, 109-77, all over number 9, Oregon, in Eugene. Whitehead, 20-11 for the Fighting Illini as they blow out the Ducks. Illinois 10-3. Oregon fell to 12-2. Number 19, Gonzaga, was at home in Spokane against Portland, and they raked them by 31. 81-50 was the final. You had Nebhard going for 10 points, 9 assists for the Zags, who are 11-4 now. How about number 20, Purdue, going to Williams Arena in Minneapolis and whacking Minnesota by 20, 81-61. Smith, their true point, 20 points, 6 boards, 10 dimes for the Boilermakers. And number 21, Memphis, as we expected, went to Boca Raton and kicked FAU's ass all over the place, 90-62 Tigers. Hunter had 20 for him and 7 rebounds in an easy win. Memphis now 11-3 and 1-0 in the American. As far as ranked games tonight, number 18, Michigan State and Ohio State going at it in Columbus. The Spartans are getting 1.5, 148.5 is the number, 8 o'clock on Fox. And then at 9 o'clock on FS1, Creighton and number 8, Marquette at the 5 serve in Brewtown. Marquette laying 9.5, 147.5 is the number there. Now, let's take a look at Saturday and what's happening with all the ranked teams. It starts with number 6, Florida, and number 10, Kentucky at 11 a.m. in Lexington at Rupp Arena. Kentucky laying 1.5, 166.5 is the number. At noon, Georgia and number 24, Ole Miss in Oxford. At 2:15, Duke, ranked 4th, and SMU at Moody Coliseum in Dallas. Tough road game there for the Blue Devils. 1 o'clock, Arkansas at number 1, Tennessee at the Food City Center in Knoxville. At 2 o'clock, number 25, Baylor's at number 3, Iowa State at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Also at 2, BYU at number 14, Houston at the Fertitta Center in Houston. and 2 o'clock on Fox, number 15 UCLA and Nebraska at the Pinnacle Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. And South Carolina goes to number 17 Mississippi State in Stark, Vegas, 2:30 Arizona and number 16 Cincinnati in the Queen City. 4 o'clock, Missouri and number 2 Auburn at the Neville in Auburn. 6 o'clock, number 12 Oklahoma at number 5 Alabama and Tuscaloosa at Coleman Coliseum. 8 o'clock, Texas at number 13, Texas A&M at College Station at Reed Arena. And at 9 o'clock, number 19, Gonzaga at Loyola Marymount at the Gersten Pavilion in Lipstick City. So there's all of your Saturday ranked games. What about Sunday in college rack? How about 4 o'clock on Peacock, Maryland at number 9, Oregon? At 2 o'clock, Providence at number 11, UConn in Storrs. And Northwestern at number 20, Purdue at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette on the Big Ten Network. At 4 o'clock, number 7, Kansas at UCF in Orlando. Also at 4, number 22, Illinois at Washington in Seattle. And at 5 o'clock, North Texas is at the FedEx Forum in Memphis against number 21, Memphis. The Tigers, as I mentioned, 1-0 in the American and 11-3 overall. That's all of your college basketball ranked games through the weekend. Let's look at the NBA from last night. The Pacers beat the Heat 128-115. Halliburton with 33-15 for the Pacers. The Nets beat the Bucks at the Fiserv in Brewtown 113-110. Cam Johnson had 26 for the Nets. Lakers won 114-106. Winners over the Blazers at the Crypt in LA. LeBron with 38 and 8 dimes. Celtics won and covered in the Target in Minneapolis against T-Wolves 118-115. Tatum had 33. For the Celtics, Thunder win their 13th straight 116-98 to beat the Clippers and covered in OKC. Shai Gilgeous with 29 and 8 dimes, and the Dubs blew out the Sixers at the Chase in San Fran City. Bada bang, anyway, Dubs 139-105 winners. Curry had 30 and 6 dimes. Now, let's take a look at what's going to be happening tonight in the NBA and then through the weekend. As for tonight, Knicks and Thunder, the game of the night on NBA TV at 8 o'clock in OKC at the Paycom Center. OKC laying 4.5, 220. 2.5 is the number. 10 o'clock, Hawks and Lakers at the Crypt. Lakers laying 3.5, 230 in a hook. Back to 7 o'clock, Hornets and Pistons at Little Sleezers in Detroit Rock City. Detroit minus 5.5, 216.5 the number. 7:30, Magic and Raptors in Toronto. Orlando's laying 1.5, 215.5 at Scotiabank. 8 o'clock, Celtics and Rockets at the Toyota Center in Houston. Boston laying 2.5, 221.5. 8 o'clock, Wizards and Pels at the Smoothie in New Orleans. The Pels are laying 7.5, 232.5. 8:30, Cavs and Mavs at Dallas at the American Airlines. Cleveland laying 6.5, 231.5. 9 o'clock, Spurs and Nuggets at the Ball Arena in the Mile High City. Nuggets are laying 7.5, 235.5 is the number. And the Grizzlies and Kings meet at the Golden One in Sactown. Sacramento laying 3.5, 238.5 is the number there. Now let's take a look at the weekend. Saturday, Sixers are at the Nets at 6 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Jazz at Heat. 8 o'clock, Knicks at Bulls in Chicago. 7 o'clock, T-Wolves and Pistons in Detroit. Suns and Pacers in Indy. 8 o'clock, Blazers and Bucks at the Fiserv. And Nuggets Spurs in San Antonio. 8:30, Grizzlies and Dubs in San Francisco. And 10:30 on NBA TV, Hawks and Clippers at the Intuit in Inglewood. Now let's take a look at Sunday in the NBA. The Lakers and Rockets at 7 o'clock at the Toyota Center. 3:30, Celtics and Thunder in OKC. 6 o'clock, Hornets and Cavs in Cleveland. And Pelicans, Wizards in D.C. 6:30, Jazz Magic at the Kia in Orlando. And 8:30, the Kings and Warriors. Another game for the Dubs in San Francisco on this long homestand. So there's all your games in the NBA through the weekend. Let's take a look at the hockey. Canes upset the Panthers in Sunrise 3-1. Rangers 2-1 over the Bruins at the world's most famous. Zibanejad with a goal. Where has he been? Wild in a shootout over the Capitals 4-3. I gave you the Wild yesterday on Coast to Coast. Ovechkin did have a goal in that game. Red Wings over the Jackets in Columbus 5-4. The Leafs beat the Islanders at the Horse Track 2-1. McCann with both goals for Toronto. Stars 4-2 over Dallas. Hintz with two goals for the Stars. Overtime, a stunner. The Ducks beat the Jets in Varilipeg 4-3. Terry with the game winner and two goals in the game for Anaheim. Avs 6-5 over the Sabres in overtime. Taves with the winner for the Avs. Utah 5-3 over the Flames. Krause had two goals for Utah. Vegas all over the Flyers, 5-2. Haig with a goal for Vegas. Canucks in a shootout, 4-3 over the Kraken. A climate patch. JT Miller with an assist in that one for Vancouver. Very exciting. And the Sharks, 2-1 over the Lightning in San Jose. Now, let's look at tonight in the NHL, and then we'll look at the weekend. Tonight, NHL Network, 7 o'clock, Penguins and Panthers in Sunrise. Florida's minus two Bills. 8 o'clock, Canadiens and Blackhawks, United Center in Chicago. Montreal's minus -130. 8 o'clock, Senators Blues in St. Louis. It's a pick of -110 both ways. Ducks and Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton for Alberta. Edmonton -425 there. 10 o'clock, Predators and Canucks at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, B.C. Nashville favored -130, if you can even believe it. I'll take Vancouver there. Saturday, noon, Rangers and Caps at Capital One in D.C. 4 o'clock, Devils and Sharks at the Tank in San Jose. 7 o'clock, Red Wings and Jets in Varilipeg. 7 o'clock, Bruins Leafs at Scotiabank in Toronto. 7 o'clock, Wild and Canes at Raleigh. Blues and Jackets at Nationwide in Columbus. 7 o'clock, Canadians are at the Ball Arena in Denver against the Avs. Utah's at Dallas at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, Lightning and Kings of the Crypt in L.A. 10 o'clock, Preds Flames at Saddle Dome in Calgary. 10 o'clock, Sabres Knights in Vegas at the T-Mobile. And 10 o'clock, Oilers and Kraken at the Climate Pledge in Seattle. Those are all of Saturday's NHL games. Let's take a look at Sunday. Pens and Canes in Raleigh at 6. 3 o'clock, Rangers, Blackhawks in Chicago. 6 o'clock, Islanders, Bruins in Boston. 7 o'clock, Flyers and Leafs in Toronto. And 8 o'clock Sunday, Lightning and Ducks on the pond in Anaheim. That's all your hockey through the weekend. Now, as for the NFL Payne Day final weekend, week 18, game 17, 8 o'clock Saturday night, Bengals and Steelers in Pittsburgh. Cincy's laying 2, 48.5 the number. Earlier at 4:30, Browns and Ravens in Baltimore at the bank. Baltimore laying 19.5, 41.5 the number. That game's on ESPN. So's the Steelers game. I'll be at the Steelers game. It's looking like 10 degrees at game time for that game in Pittsburgh. It's going to be freezing ass. Those games are on Saturday. Tomorrow. All right, now let's take a look at Sunday. It starts off with the Bills and Patriots at Gillette in Foxborough. Buffalo laying 2.5. Panthers and Falcons in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 7.5. Commanders and Cowboys at Jerry's World. Washington laying 6. Bears and Packers at Lambeau. Green Bay laying 10. Texans and Titans in Nissan in Smashville, Tennessee laying 1.5. Jags and Colts in Indy laying 5. Giants and Eagles at the Link, Philly laying 3. Saints and Bucks at Raymond James in Tampa, Buccaneers laying 14. 425, Chiefs and Broncos in Denver, Broncos laying 10.5. 425, Chargers Raiders in Vegas, Chargers laying 4. Seahawks and Rams also at 425. This one at SoFi in Inglewood. Seattle laying 6.5. Dolphins and Jets at 425 as well. Miami laying 1. That game's at Jet Life in East Rutherford. Also, Niners Cards at the Toaster in Glendale. Arizona's laying 4.5. And the Sunday night game, the game of the week, Vikings and Lions for the world at Ford Field. Detroit laying 3. Both teams are 14-2. It's going to be unbelievable. Remember, the game's Saturday. So the Ravens play first. If they beat the Browns, they win the North. If they lose to the Browns and the Steelers beat the Bengals, the Steelers win the North and they'll get a home game. If the Ravens win, then the Steelers, no matter what, are going on the road in the wild card round and playing away from Pittsburgh, most likely in Houston. So that's everything you need to know. And you're set and good to go for the entire weekend from tonight through Sunday of everything that's happening in sports. I'm live today, 3 to 6 on for all Coast to Coast Sports Grid TV with Carver High, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TV. Search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV. We're on Sirius Channel 159. Make sure you get my app, Pharrell and the Prophet. It's badass. Watch Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Prophet, and Prophet Plays, and get all the picks that are making people so much money. Also, there's killer shows on there, and go check out ProfitableTV.com for even more inside skinny on how to make even more fistful of dollars. That's what we're talking about on Pharrell and the Prophet app and ProfitableTV.com. Check it out. You'll dig it. Guaranteed. All right. Have a great Friday night. Have an awesome weekend. I'll see you soon. I'll be doing FU whatever from Pittsburgh this weekend while I'm there for the Steelers-Broncos game. I'm staying there Sunday as well at the Willie Penn into Monday, coming back to New York on Monday, hanging out with my son all weekend in the Steel City. Should be fun, even though it's going to be freezing Nipsey Russell ass. All right, you're good to go. It's Pharrell on the bench.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.